Malcolm here, and welcome to the Sunday Sample, episode 16, looking back at our corporate worship this last Sunday, the 17th of December, 2017. It's Christmas, lots of carols and everything to do with Christmas in our services. So let me share with you a few thoughts from our services in Watford in the morning and Bracknell in the afternoon. Both were special. I said extra special because in Watford it was our pop-up nativity service, and in Bracknell it was our annual carol service. So some thoughts on this. First of all, in Watford, the children had a fantastic time doing their pop-up nativity. The video should be up online sometime this week, so you can have a look for that. And in Bracknell, also the younger children took part in singing a song and performing actions whilst singing the song. They clearly loved it. I think the parents loved seeing their children involved, and the adults helping. Michelle down in Bracknell, thank you so much. Did a sterling job there. Joe and his team in Watford preparing for the nativity. Fantastic. And thank you so much to you in particular for making that work. And not only just for the church, but for the children themselves. It did strike me that the children loved it so much. I noticed that some of the children came to church with a greater eagerness. And as they walked in, I could see they were more engaged. And then during the service, I looked around and I could see that the children who were in both of those services for the whole time were definitely more engaged, more attentive, and seem to be enjoying themselves. And I think it's a good reminder to make sure that we're doing things as worship leaders that will help the children feel that this is their church. It's such a generational challenge to go from it being the parents' church to being our church as children. And I think sometimes as worship leaders, we can leave that up to other leaders in the church to try and make that a reality for the younger people. But as worship leaders, it's part of our role, part of our responsibility is to think about how can I help the younger people in this church feel like it's their church? What's my role in that? So have you thought about that in your own location? I'd encourage you to do so because I think it's part of the charge that God gives us, not just for the older generation, but to help the younger generation worship and be part of the corporate worship. So that was some thoughts there. Both those services were recorded. They should be online soon. Let's talk about the speakers. We didn't have a sermon in either Watford or Bracknell. There were so many other elements in the service. A sermon didn't fit, but we did have a good communion in both places. And I've left the outline of my communion, the one I did in Watford, on the blog. So if you're listening to this podcast as a podcast or watching it as a video, follow the link to my website, malcolmcox.org, and there you'll find at least the bullet point outline of my communion there, which I enjoy doing. I hope it was useful. It might be to you. I don't know. There's a possible quiet sign there at least, but I'm not going to go through that now for the sake of the time on these recordings. What I would like to do is focus a bit more on the musical side of the worship and what I learned from it. The carols went well in both services. We did lose our guitarist in Watford through illness, so we do pray that Charles, you get better soon. We missed you, but we got by. We survived. The Bracknell Carol Service, I would say, was the best that we've had in the 3 years that I've been down in Bracknell doing carol services. Each year has been super, but this year, I think, was the best. And I was wondering why that was. I was reflecting on the lessons I learned from what we did and what I observed. And here are four things that I noticed. And if you were there, or if you watched the video that will be posted online and you notice things, then I'd value your reflections as well. But here are four things. Firstly, number one, patience pays off. When I arrived to do the carol services 3 years ago, one of the first carols we did that we learned was Ding Dong Merrily on High. And when I said we would sing this, not only the worship team, but the congregation, I think looked at me with a little bit of a disbelief, like, we can't sing that. Ding Dong Merrily on High is quite a challenging carol to sing for a choir, let alone a whole congregation. Anyway, I taught it the best I could, and we did it decently well that first year, and a bit better the second year. And this year, when we did it as a congregation, I noticed so many more people were engaged, so many more people were giving it a go, even people for whom perhaps the carol's a bit too much of a stretch for them to be able to perform or sing it accurately. Nonetheless, they put their whole heart into it. There was a joyful noise, and largely, actually, it was accurate and sung really well. And I'd say that the congregation sang it about as well as I've heard some choirs sing it. And certainly everybody enjoyed it. And that was a good lesson for me in patience. Sometimes you introduce a new thing, it can be challenging, can be difficult, whether it's a carol or some other song, and you think, are we ever going to get this? But if it's good, if it's worth doing, persevere, repeat it a few times, and I think we'll find, as we did this last Sunday, that the congregation get there in the end. So that was a good lesson in terms of patience. The second lesson was the value of expanding your talent pool. Expanding your talent pool. Now, again, 3 years ago, we were using quite a narrow band of the usual suspects singing and playing their instruments. It wasn't a very big team. But this 3 years on, we had, this year, Don played the guitar, as well as the normal worship team people, if you like. Don played guitar, Rachel played the flute, Fabian played the keyboard, some teenagers sang, Marianne and others performed a spoken word piece, the Wakefields performed a fantastic duet, excellent. All of these were people that weren't involved 3 years ago, and that's actually, there's a few more than that. It was a good reminder to me that we need to keep digging and digging and digging in our churches to surface the talent that we have. A lot of it is there, it's just hidden. We sometimes bemoan the lack of talent available, but we're not looking hard enough, we're not digging, or maybe we're not making the opportunity to serve attractive enough for people. And a Christmas carol service is one of those times when I find that people are more willing to step out of the darkness and into the light and offer what they have than most times of the year. So keep digging, don't despair. You think, oh, we don't have much talent in this church. I would submit you almost certainly have quite a lot more talent than you know. You may not have found the best way to utilize it. So that was a good reminder. Find ways to use the talent pool and expand it. Thirdly, the third thing that I noticed over these 3 years is that variety is the spice of carol services. Variety is so important. Again, 3 years ago, it was fairly standard, a reading and a carol and a reading and a carol and a reading and a carol, and it was good. It wasn't bad. It was good. But I did feel it was a bit predictable, and it was hard to maintain the sense of, I wonder what's coming next. And there's something about a carol service when, ooh, what's coming next, can be rather good. You don't want to have too much variety where it gets confusing. But on the other hand, if it's all just the same stuff all the time, it gets a bit dull. Again, 3 years on, where are we? Well, this year, we had some carols and we had some readings, all good. But then a spoken word performed piece, teenagers singing, a children's performance, a duet, as I mentioned earlier, and an original song. One song we had accompanied by one guitar, another one by accompanied by a guitar, rhythm guitar and bass, another accompanied by keyboard. Some of our songs were a cappella. We had a great deal of variety in the service, more than we've had in any other service. And I think that's part of the why it was so special and had such an impact. It's worth the effort. This is the lesson I learned. It's worth the effort to create the variety. Creating variety is the hard work of service planning and preparation. It's easy to do the same old, same old. And there are occasions when we've just got to get on with the basics. But there are times when it's worth putting in that little bit extra effort for Christmas, for Easter, for some other special event. What could you do that would surprise people? Having the Wakefields sing a duet surprised people. Having Rachel play flute surprised people. Having a new song, which I'll mention more about in a minute, surprised people. Have at least one surprise, and if you can, two or three in a service like that, and it will really help people to worship in a fresh way and keep the worship real and new and fresh. The fourth thing, so the variety, after the variety, the fourth thing, so we've had three things so far that I learned from the last 3 years. Patience pays off, expanding the talent pool, variety being the spice of carol services, and finally, sing a new song. Sing a new song. Each year we've tried to introduce at least one new song. Now this year I actually wrote one. I wrote a song for the occasion. Now, I don't consider myself to be a very good songwriter. I find it really hard. It takes me ages and ages to write songs. I think that's probably true of most people, but I do find it takes a long time. Somebody asked me how long after I'd performed this piece, how long did it take you? I said, well, I've actually been thinking about it for months and making notes, writing down ideas, playing the piano, coming up with possible introductions and harmonies. And then I finally sat down last Thursday and said, okay, I've got all my ideas. I now need to sit down. And I thought, I'm going to sit at the piano until it's finished. And I sat here for a very long time, hours and hours. I think it was worth it. Could you write a song? I mean, could you write one song in your life? I must admit, I do sometimes bemoan the lack of new songs written by members of our churches. I look for songs in all kinds of places, and I like finding songs written by whoever, but what about songs written by our own members? And I bemoan that sometimes, and then I realize, hey, if I'm not trying to write new songs, I'm just being a hypocrite. So I've got to give it a go. Even if it's not that good, at least I'll learn something, and maybe I'll provoke someone to write a song because maybe they'll do a better job than me. Or maybe if I do a good job, it might inspire other people to think, okay, if he finds it hard, I'm a trained musician, I find it hard. Perhaps they'll think if I find it hard, okay, that's okay, then it's okay for them to find it hard, and let's work on songs together. So I would like to encourage us to write songs. Even if you don't consider yourself a songwriter, even if you've never written one before, if you sing, if you lead worship, you can write some lyrics, you can write a tune, you could dream up some harmonies and put it together. You don't have to do it all on your own either. It's often better, and we think about Lennon and McCartney, often songwriters work best in partnerships. Most credits for songs you'll find today have more than one name written there. So work together with other members of your worship team or musical people in your congregation or people who are good at writing poetry and lyrics, and let's write some new songs. It makes such a big difference. My song was called Don't Be Afraid. And it's very simple. I'm just going to give you a little sample. It's not complicated because I can play the piano okay, but I'm not a great pianist, so I have to keep it simple. So a simple introduction. This is all it is. Just a D followed by C with an A over the top. That's the introduction. And in fact, that's the verse. I beg your pardon, that's the verse. That's all it is, a little simple melody over the top. And then a chorus of some simple chords. D, B minor with a G involved. E minor, A. Very simple. You can write that. Come on, you can. If you're a worship leader, you could put some harmonies together. Get your guitar out, get your piano somewhere, start singing a tune, get some ideas down, write some new songs. And I think that's another reason why our carol service was good. Not that my song particularly was good, though people seemed to like it, but more that it was a surprise, variety, new ideas. So those are some reasons why I think our carol service went well. Let me finish off by thinking, by following up on my commitments from last week. Last week I said that I was going to do a communion with a difference, and I think I did. In Bracknell, the thing I said I would do for the carol service is to remain calm and try and be at peace. That was my prayer. And I have to say, though I had my anxious moments, I think I was more at peace this year than any previous year. So God answered that prayer. And if you were praying for me, thank you very much. I felt it. This coming Sunday, it's our carol service in Watford. So my main aim is to be at peace in Watford, just as I was in Bracknell. Keep praying for me. And in Bracknell, we don't have any Sunday services organized in the normal way until the new year. So this week, what I'm going to commit myself to doing is to prepare the outlines of the worship and the music for our services in January, both in Bracknell and Lower Early. Get those done now before Christmas, be able to relax a bit more. So those are my commitments. So what are you doing where you are? Locally where you are, what are you doing? What are you doing that's working? What are your reflections on your carol services if you've already had them? What did you learn from it? What went well and what didn't go so well? What might be useful for everybody else to hear about? I would love to know. Please leave a comment wherever you hear or see this recording. You can read some of the transcript similar to what I'm sharing here on my blog. I would love it if you could just post one comment and pass the link on to one other person who you think might benefit. Thanks so much for watching and for listening. And until the next time we meet, I pray that the next time you gather with friends and with members of the church to worship our great God, that it will be a wonderful time of corporate worship. Take care and God bless.